Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Brian Carson, the president of Mohawk. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm good. We're down here in Dallas at your solutions meeting where you invite your aligned dealers. So all your color center and floorscape dealers are here, and I believe you have over 400 here, right?
We have well over 400, and we've had this year more prospects, more people considering joining Floorscapes than ever before in our history. It's just fabulous.
Now, you skipped doing this last year, and so you have a lot to tell your aligned dealers, don't you?
Well, we sure did. We just finished the general session this morning. You know, whether it's our new products, our new merchandising systems, our new digital marketing. You were in the general session yourself. We had a lot of ground to cover and just some fabulous products.
You did, and you started out with a historic perspective, which I thought was very enlightening because you're making some major investments to continue to be the largest flooring company in the world. You talked about how the business shrank from 2006, and it went down and has come back up now, and it was some interesting numbers I want to share with my audience. It peaked in 2006. At 27 billion square feet. It went down to 17, which is not quite half, and then now today is at 21 billion square feet. That was very interesting information. So one of your messages was is that you feel like that for the next couple of years, we're going to continue to see an upward trend there, aren't we?
No question. We're going to be in a growth mode. You know, if you go back to 1997, it was a 21 billion foot market in North America, grew to 27 billion feet, dropped almost 40% down to 17, and has now made its way back to 21 billion feet, and it's continuing to grow. In fact, we're optimistic that we could even see a little bit of strengthening as we go into next year.
One of your points was that there's never been more pent-up demand now than ever, right?
Absolutely. If you think of the consumers wanting to remodel, get upgrades in new homes, and do just general improvement in their homes, what you really need is you need improving incomes, you need more employment, you need lower debt, and you need better consumer confidence, and we're seeing signals of all that. So we're feeling pretty good.
I thought it was interesting, too. You pointed out the products that have been introduced in the last 10 years or so that didn't even exist before. That was an interesting point you made.
Yeah, you could say this is a challenge, but it really is an enormous opportunity. Again, back in 1997, the market was 21 billion feet, and today it's back to about 21 billion feet, and it's growing. So the market's kind of the same size as it used to be 20 years ago. But if you think about all the products that have come along in the last 20 years, laminate, engineered wood, LVT, WPC, glass sheet vinyl, porcelain tile, ceramic planks, carpet tile, tonal carpet, pattern carpet, polyester filament, smart strand, which is huge today. All these products are new products in the market that really weren't in the market 20 years ago. So now the challenge and the opportunity for us and our partners is how are we exceptional in all of these products? It's not enough just to pick and choose and be great in one. You have to be exceptional in all of these products.
One of the things you introduced from the stage was this X Plus shopping experience, and I'd like for you to elaborate on that because it's a very interesting concept, and I think all the dealers need to hear about this.
I mean, think about it. You go to buy a car. You see some ads in the paper. You read some magazines, and then you do your online research, and you kind of identify the car, and you set your budget. And then you go to the dealer, and these guys are just amazing. They get you in there, and all of a sudden they start showing you the upgrades. You know, the leather seats, the moonroof, the V8 turbocharged engine, the 20 different backup cameras on the car. And you get so immersed in the experience, you walk out, and you never spend X dollars. You always spend X plus dollars. And car companies and car dealerships are exceptional at doing this. And there's no reason why we can't be and shouldn't be exceptional at doing this as well in the flooring industry. And it's just that's the X plus opportunity is that you get the customer's passion to spend X plus. And that's what we're about, to position our dealers to create that X plus experience when they have the consumer in their store.
So the message here, and it was actually reiterated by Jeff Lorberbaum on the stage is that there's more disposable income available out there. And while the consumer may come in and think they're going to spend $3,000 on flooring, you might be able to upgrade them. So don't always, one of the problems I think at retail is the RSA will focus some price point and take them to that price point. And you're trying to say, hey, stretch it a little bit, just like the car companies do, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Another point you made from the stage is how much money Mohawk has invested in the last couple of years and how much you plan to invest next year in maintaining your leadership. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
I talked earlier about the need to be exceptional in all products today. You know, that takes real investment. In the last 2 years, in North America alone, you know, we're a global company. We operate in countries around the world, but let's talk about our own backyard here. North America, in the last 2 years, we've invested over $800 million in our North American operations, building new plants with new capabilities in the plants in every one of our product categories. And that $800 million, that excludes the acquisition of IVC. And if we look at next year alone, another over $400 million in North America, that's $1.2 billion in 3 years in our own backyard right here in North America. And you know, I think that speaks volumes for our confidence and our ability to continue to innovate products. And it's also our confidence in the economy in North America. So we're real excited.
That's impressive. It really is. One last question. If you look back at all the many things that you're introducing to your aligned dealers here, what are the things that you're most excited about?
Listen, I'm excited about the products. That the new merchandising systems are spectacular. We created a type of carpet that's so different. I think you saw it, and you'll be hearing a lot more about it to come. Just incredible stuff. But one of the things that we've put an enormous amount of effort in is this idea. If you think about the shopping experience in so many things we buy, flooring, I still think, is going to be fundamentally purchased in an in-store experience. People want to feel the products. They want to touch the products. But overwhelmingly, the researching of the product is moving online, either on the internet or through social media. And as she does her research, and then she transitions into that in-store experience to experience the products firsthand, there's an enormous opportunity to unify the digital, the physical, and the product experience into a single experience. We're using the term Omnify. It's the blending of the digital, the physical marketing, and the product experience into a single experience. I think that's going to be absolutely critical for our dealer partners in the future to be able to provide that seamless experience between their stores and online. And as you heard today, we're just putting an enormous amount of effort behind that in our Omnify platform. I'm just thrilled at not only what we've done there, but the reception to it. I think the dealers are now starting to see how they can actually have opportunities to win, leveraging the digital space to help them drive their in-store business. So that was really exciting.
Yeah. You know, one comment I have for you is I look at all the leadership team that you've assembled here. Many of the people, you yourself, are relatively young to be guiding this company forward. I think you're 51, 52 years old, and most of your team is around that same area. So you guys are doing an impressive job. It's great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Brian Carson, the president of Mohawk, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.